For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a series of meetings with Saudi officials, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's a serious commitment to pinpointing accountability for what happened to U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the diplomatic facility in Istanbul.
We're all looking at it together.
The president tells Fox News Business Network it matters to him whether the Saudi king or his son, the crown prince, knew about the disappearance of Khashoggi before it happened.
If they knew about it, that would be bad.
While the president tweets the answers are forthcoming, he for now reiterates a denial from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of any knowledge of Khashoggi's disappearance. Having spent the day in Riyadh, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heads next to Istanbul, aiming to learn more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. KHOU-TV's Brett Buffington is at the Colorado River.
People tell me they are coming here to this town because they are concerned about loved ones who live here, especially along the river. I talked to a couple who said they took the day off of work to come and check on one of their parents.
It's insane. I don't know. It's a shame. Everybody's lost their houses and their belongings and had to leave.
The death toll continues to rise as search crews go through wreckage on the Florida panhandle from Hurricane Michael. Mexico Beach Councilwoman Linda Albrecht.
We encourage people to not forget about us because we have a long road ahead of us. They're saying 12 to 18 months before infrastructure is here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The founder and CEO of Amazon says he embraces any chance to work with the U.S. military. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As many other tech firms like Google pull out of defense work, citing pressure from their employees to do so, Jeff Bezos says Amazon wants to work enthusiastically with the United States military. He says the country is going to be in trouble if big tech companies turn their backs on the Department of Defense. Amazon is bidding for a major Pentagon contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project, known as JEDI, is a 10-year cloud computing deal worth as much as $10 billion.
An EPA scientist is put on leave. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
The federal government's push to prevent lead from harming children's health has stalled, according to a top scientist at the EPA, who was recently placed on leave for what the agency is calling serious allegations. The scientist, Ruth Edsel, is doing what she can to help children not be exposed to lead. Her and the EPA are at odds over this, and she joined CBS This Morning to talk about who she really reports to.
I really report to our mothers and fathers and communities in the United States. And if EPA won't let me tell about how children are being poisoned, I'll just tell the mothers and fathers directly. So I have that right whether or not EPA wants me on their staff.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.